Waking up between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. isn't a fluke. It's not because you need the restroom. It's because you're chosen. You see, this time is the last watch of the night, known as the hour of divine visitation, when supernatural encounters and revelations happen. Watchmen during this hour are the chosen ones. God holds them responsible as gatekeepers. Your failure to watch can cause destruction, not just in your life, but also in those connected to you. Some of you are meant to guide entire generations. So if you're waking up at this hour, remember, you're chosen. Embrace it. All right? Here's the first thing you need to do every time you wake up between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. The very first thing is to try and remember your last dream. Why? Because God often speaks through dreams. Once you remember your dream, you'll know what to pray for. Many chosen watchmen make the mistake of putting prayer above the voice of God, ending up praying in vain and shooting blanks. But when you pray knowing what God wants you to pray for, you're praying from a place of victory. It's crucial to remember your last dream. Job 33:14-16 tells us that God speaks through dreams and visions during deep sleep, giving us our instructions for the day. Can you believe that? When you wake up, you already have your instructions for the day. That's why it's so important not to ignore your dreams. Don't take them for granted, because God is speaking to you through them. Some of you might think, "But I don't understand my dreams." Dreams can be symbolic and not always clear. Some are spiritual dreams, some are visions, some are prophetic, and yes, some are just random thoughts. Not every dream will clearly spell out what you need to do, but you need to learn to perceive the meaning. The Bible says God speaks once, even twice, but men do not perceive it. This means people often miss the message because they can't interpret what God is saying. That's why you need to study the meaning of spiritual dreams. At the end of the day, you need to know what a dream involving animals, colors, numbers, or any other symbol means. This way, you won't be confused and can understand what God is telling you. But you need to decode what's been encoded into your spirit. First, remember the last dream you had before waking up, and then pray accordingly. Sometimes people are praying for their marriages, but God's really pointing to issues with their finances, spiritual life, or job. Maybe He's warning you about something 3 weeks from now, or even 4 years ahead. That's why prayer is powerful. It's the only thing that can reach into the future. We see this in John 17, when Jesus prayed for those who would believe in Him in the future. So when you pray after hearing God's voice, you're not praying in vain. Praying without knowing what to pray for is like shooting blanks. You might be addressing issues that don't need attention. So remember your dream and pray accordingly. Now, if you wake up between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. and can't remember your dream, meditate instead. Don't force yourself back to sleep. You're a watchman, chosen for a reason. Something significant is happening, and God wants you to notice, minimize, stop, or even change it. Meditation isn't just about sitting quietly. It's about deep pondering. When you meditate, your spirit begins to retrieve information that God placed within you long ago. God can put something in your spirit now that you'll need next year or even in a few weeks. Your spirit already knows. There's a bridge between your spirit and your mind, which is your soul. When you're physically active, your spirit might be less active. But between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., your spirit is more active. So when you meditate, your spirit retrieves and delivers information to your mind. Suddenly you start perceiving things, feeling, hearing, sensing things. Nobody told you this, but you just know it. This is called perceiving. Paul said, "I perceive that this voyage is going to have problems, even when the weather looked good." They didn't believe him and set sail, only to end up in a shipwreck. Paul didn't say an angel spoke to him or that he had a dream. He simply perceived it. Every chosen person, every seer, has this intuition, this inward knowledge. It's knowing without being told, because your spirit, which is part of God, is giving you this information. Just like Adam knew the names of the animals without being told, Your spirit is more awake and alive during this time. So meditate, and as you ponder, your spirit will retrieve information God put in you long ago. Your spirit knows things that your mind doesn't yet understand. When you wake up between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., use this time wisely. Your spirit is more active, and you'll start perceiving and understanding things intuitively. Every chosen person, every seer, has that intuition, that ability to perceive. We call it inward knowledge, knowing without anyone telling you. That's because your spirit gives it to you. Why does your spirit know this stuff? Because your spirit is a part of God, and it has access to divine knowledge without anyone else telling it. Think about Adam. How did he know the names of the animals without God telling him? His spirit was more awake, more alive. He looked at a zebra and just knew it was a zebra. He looked at a lion and just knew it was a lion. He looked at a crocodile and said, "You are a crocodile." That's the kind of deep, intuitive knowledge we're talking about here. So it's crucial for you to meditate. When you meditate, you begin to see things happening in the lives of those around you, or just know things without being told, allowing you to pray deeply and accurately. The third thing you need to do every time you wake up between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. is to make declarations. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, "Pray without ceasing." But this doesn't mean what most people think. In Luke 18:1, Jesus says, "Men ought to pray always and not to faint." Here, pray means to communicate with God. In 1 Thessalonians, pray means to make declarations. Although these words sound the same and are spelled the same, they have different meanings. The pray in Luke refers to a two-way conversation with God, but in Thessalonians, it means to make decrees. So when you wake up between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., start commanding your morning and your day. How? By prophetically raising and making declarations. Job 22:28 says, "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established." Every time you wake up at this hour and start speaking things that aren't yet as if they are, they become established. That's what the Bible means by speaking things into existence, speaking things that aren't as though they are. So take advantage of this moment. You might wonder, how long should I pray when I wake up between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m.? The answer is simple. You pray until you know it's done. The key is to pray until you feel it in your spirit, until you know deep down that it's done. Before you say amen and call it done, you need that confirmation in your spirit. Once you have that feeling, you can go back to sleep peacefully. Many successful business people will tell you that they've received their divine ideas during these early morning hours. So remember, you're waking up between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. for a reason, because you are chosen. Thank you for joining me on this enlightening journey. Remember, waking up between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. isn't just a random occurrence, it's a divine appointment. You are chosen for this hour. As a watchman, you hold the key to unlocking not only your destiny, but also the destinies of those connected to you. If this message resonated with you, don't forget to like, comment, and share it with others who might need to hear it. And make sure to subscribe for more inspiring content.